Yes, the first of all, it was to find out why the mechanical television, similar like the Nipkow disc and so on, were unable to satisfy the transmission of living thing by radio or by wire. And we found out that all the mechanical pickup were not sufficient because they were transmitting the light only when the probe, whatever it is, aperture for instance, are transmitting the light from the point of the image during the time when the system coincides with this point. Since we have to transmit the whole picture 30 times at least per second, and divided the picture to many hundred thousand times, the light become in the millionth of the seconds. Therefore, the signals was very weak and unable to transmit the satisfactory picture, not only from living object, but even under the clegs, the most powerful light at that time. So I found out that solution can be done if the time of the receiving this pulse is full 1/30th second instead of millionth second, and therefore theoretically gain million times without changing anything in receiving sensitivity, just in time element. So for that, it was constructed when we were at Westinghouse, a tube mosaic, where the image was focused by the regular optics, like in movie, and a picture information, this mosaic, was stored all 30th of the second. It means gaining by the number of, from theoretical point at least, gaining by the number of picture elements. It means several hundred thousand times. Of course, we never got a complete 100% efficiency, but we get tremendous amplification and sensitivity. And starting from the first tube, which you construct even when we were at Westinghouse, we were able to start to transmit the picture under normal lighting condition without artificial light.
So that was...
Then we called this tube as iconoscope, from the two Greek words, icon, the image, scope, a moon. How many times, Eric?
I think I've heard it.
Might have been about the kinescope too.
Right, that was going to be my next question. How is the kinescope different from the iconoscope?
Well, kinescope, of course, has the origin in the Brown tube. Brown, about 10 years before us, constructed a cathode ray tube for the recording very fast events by using the electron beam and applying to the deflection in this electron beam magnetic or electrostatic field. Well, we used cathode ray tube, but a fluorescent screen which respond to amplitude of the cathode ray tube intensity in the light and deflected beam magnetically or electrostatically. We start both by the signals which you received from iconoscope through the proper amplifier. This type of combination, both of iconoscope and the receiving tube, which we called kinescope, from two Greek words again, kineo is movement and scope is recording. Well, the first demonstration was in fall or beginning of the winter 1923 at Westinghouse Research Laboratory.